Anchor text number 4, Roaring 1920s, Summary of Themes and Ideas. America turned away from the ideals of progressivism. Republicans regained the presidency and ushered in a new era of pro-business policies. Government policies, progress in technology, and a new consumer society produced a booming economy. Radio helped transform the U.S. into a single national market, and a mass popular culture developed based largely on the consumption of luxury items. To take full advantage of the profits to be made, businesses merged and grew even larger. Tired from the war and disillusioned by Wilson's failure with the League of Nations, America entered a period of isolationism. The U.S. aimed to stay out of European affairs and severely limited immigration. New immigrants were often subject to suspicion and hatred. The younger generation rebelled against traditional morals. College students took to driving and throwing wild parties. The sexual revolution challenged traditional ideals of popular behavior. Women became more forward in dress and behavior. Premarital sex became more acceptable. The two symbols of this new loser social behavior were jazz and the flapper. Summary breakdown in depth. Politics. Three Republican presidents controlled the executive branch throughout the 1920s. Congress as well was solidly Republican throughout the decade when U.S. business boomed and farmers and unions struggled. Republican leadership in the 1920s accepted limited government regulation as an aid to subsidizing businesses. Harding was the first president and promised a return to normalcy. He pardoned socialist leader Eugene Debs and released him from federal prison, demonstrating Harding's generous spirit. Harding approved a reduction in income tax, an increase in tariffs under the Fordney-McCumber Tariff Act, and the establishment of the Bureau of the Budget, which created a single budget for Congress to review and vote on. His administration was marked by scandals and corruption. He had selected incompetent and dishonest men as officials. Teapot Dome Scandal. Harding died suddenly in 1923, and Coolidge succeeded him. Nicknamed Silent Cal, Coolidge summarized his presidency and era in this phrase: "The business of America is business." In the election of 1924, Coolidge won easily. He believed in limited government that allowed business to conduct its own affairs. Cutting spending to the bone, Coolidge vetoed even the acts of the Republican majority in Congress, McNary-Hagen Bill. Hoover won the election of 1928 in a landslide and promised to extend the Coolidge prosperity. Foreign policy. Although Americans pledged isolationism in response to World War I, U.S. foreign policy didn't necessarily retreat completely back to the isolationism of the Gilded Age. Instead, it actively created arrangements in foreign affairs and advanced American interests while maintaining world peace. The Republican presidency of the 1920s attempted to promote peace and scale back expenditures on defense by arranging treaties. Secretary of State Charles Hughes attended the Washington Conference, where a major world powers agreed to scrap a percentage of their existing battleships, cruisers, and aircraft carriers. Tariffs were raised and resulted in other nations raising their tariffs as well. The Kellogg-Briand Pact renounced the aggressive use of force to achieve national ends, but it proved ineffective. The presidents also used diplomacy to advance American business interests in Latin America and other regions. While U.S. military influence was reduced in South America, the economic impact of the U.S. on its neighbors increased, as American investments in Latin America doubled between 1919 and 1929. The U.S. had emerged from the war as a creditor nation, having lent billions of dollars to the Allies. Britain and France could not pay back all the borrowed money. Germany was bankrupt, had soaring inflation, and was near anarchy. In response, Charles Dawes negotiated a compromise that established a cycle of payments that provided loans to Germany so it could stabilize its currency and continue its reparations payments, which, in turn, would enable England and France to pay off loans to America. Economy. The standard of living improved for most Americans as indoor plumbing, central heating, and electricity became commonplace. A business boom resulted from increased productivity and scientific management in the manufacturing world. Energy technologies such as increased use of oil and electricity and government policy which favored the growth of big business by offering corporate tax cuts and not enforcing antitrust laws of the progressive era. Consolidations of business continued in the 1920s, and corporations controlled most major industries, raising money through the sale of stocks and bonds. Consequently, the demand for corporate loans decreased, and so banks invested their funds in the stock market. This created the illusion of prosperity until the stock market crash in 1929. Farmers, however, did not thrive with business. After the war, farmers were left with a heavy burden of debt. New technologies helped farmers increase their production in the 1920s, but it only served to increase their debt as growing surpluses produced falling prices. Consumer spending drove economic growth as new consumer products and advertising techniques were created. To facilitate spending, consumer credit was greatly expanded and installment plans offered money upfront for families to spend. This increased use of credit and resulting careless spending created a superficial prosperity that crashed with the stock market in 1929. The union movement went backwards in the 1920s, and companies insisted on open shops and practiced welfare capitalism. Union efforts at strikes usually failed. Culture and society. Women gained the right to vote and more opportunities in the 1920s, asserted their independence. More liberal divorce laws permitted women to end marriages more easily, and they could achieve a greater degree of sexual liberation as birth control became more available. Fashions were less constricting. Religion endured the struggle between modernism and fundamentalism. Divisions among Protestants reflected tensions in society as modernists defined their faith in new ways, opposing the fundamentalists who taught that every word in the Bible must be accepted as literary truth. Lost generation writers such as Fitzgerald, Hemingway, and Lewis expressed the disillusionment from hypocriticism in religion, sacrifices from war, and fraud perpetrated by money interests. The Harlem Renaissance was the artistic achievement of African American actors, artists, musicians, and writers who lived in the black community of Harlem, New York. Marcus Garvey advocated individual and racial pride for blacks and devoted political ideas of black nationalism. He established an organization for a Back to Africa movement. Du Bois and other black leaders disagreed with this idea. The Scopes trial, prohibition, nativism, Ku Klux Klan, and the case of Sacco and Vanzetti all underlined the idea of fundamentalism versus modernism and the social changes of the 1920s. Issue: the League of Nations. In 1919, isolationist senators rejected American membership in the League of Nations, which had been supported by President Woodrow Wilson. The U.S. remained outside the League throughout the 1920s. Traditionalists didn't want it because they supported unilateralism and thought that if Europe went to war, the U.S. would be forced to go. Modernists wanted it because believed that League could prevent wars. Issue: Scopes trial. School teacher John Scopes was found guilty in 1925 of breaking a Tennessee law against the teaching of Darwin's theory of evolution in the public schools. He was defended by noted criminal lawyer Clarence Darrow, while the famous fundamentalist William Jennings Bryan aided the prosecution. Traditional. Happy with decision because they believed in the traditional view of creation. Modernist. Considered it a victory because it brought fundamentalism to the strands and Scopes didn't do anymore. Issue: prohibition. With the ratification of the 18th Amendment to the Constitution, the manufacture, sale, and consumption of alcoholic beverages became illegal in the United States. It remains so, despite widespread violations and rampant crime throughout the 1920s. Traditional. viewed it as a good thing because they thought alcohol was a sin and was frowned upon and caused social problems. Modernists. With the ratification, there was an uproar against it. However, alcohol was still being consumed. Issue, flappers. Women were first granted the vote under the 19th Amendment in 1920. Relaxed standards of morality and dress also contributed to the emancipated woman of the 1920s. Traditional. Women are too exposed. They shouldn't wear clothes above the knee and shouldn't cut their hair short. Modernist. With the relaxed standards, modernists felt that the 19th Amendment was necessary to women gaining status in a men's world. Issue, immigration. High unemployment, labor troubles, and anti-communist feelings brought a quota system in 1921 that limited European immigration for the first time in American history. These quotas favored Northwestern Europeans at the expense of Asians. Traditional. Red Scare is an example of what people thought of immigration. They also believed in nativism. Modernist. Although there were still nativists, it wasn't as strong and didn't discriminate as much of new immigrants. Issue, Ku Klux Klan. Ku Klux Klan was revived partially to the film Birth of a Nation. It expanded targets of hate to include Catholics, immigrants, and Jews, as well as blacks. Traditional. They thought that the people were heroes for persecuting certain people. Modernist. Went against it because of the horrible things that they did to innocent people. Issue, Sacco and Vanzetti. In 1920, these Italian immigrants were put on trial for the murder of a paymaster in Massachusetts. Their execution 7 years later provoked controversy over the fairness of their trial, since many thought that their radical political views had been held against them. Traditional. Believed in nativism and thought that the execution was fair and for a good reason. Modernist. Thought that the trial was unfair because the immigrants were convicted under radically political views and not the actual evidence. Issue. Election of 1928. This election marked the first time that a Catholic New York governor, Al Smith, ran for president. Republican Herbert Hoover won on the issue of prosperity. The size of his victory was viewed as evidence that a Catholic could not be elected president of the United States. Traditional. Catholics are too inferior to become president. Modernist. They accepted new religious views and thought Al was a good candidate.